this happened yesterday, and you were telling me about it today. You say he came over. What
to tell me about?
Good.
Situation.
How about the situation now? I've invited somebody to come here, and I'm telling you about it. And I say if he doesn't come, I what?
Be disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Can you say the whole thing? If he doesn't come.
If he doesn't come, I'll be disappointed. Or
good. Now, say that this is your house. Let's say this is my house, and you're going to go away. I'm going to come back in a week, and I want to tell you that we're going to be glad to see you. And say,
we're going to be gone a week.
Mm-hmm. And then, what would I say? We
be glad to see you back.
Once more.
We'll be glad to see you back.
Very good. Now, what do you say, how do you describe this, when a boy likes a girl very much and takes her out and so on, say he's what?
In love with a,
uh-huh,
a girl.
And how else would you say that?
Well, they're...
not so much in love, say just taking her around, dates. And
well, he's dating her.
Uh-huh. How about in the olden times, you remember what words we used?
Courting.
Mm-hmm. How about sparking?
Sparking, yeah.
Does that mean the same as courting, or does that mean kissing?
Well, I think I always thought it meant about the same.
As courting?
Sparking. And well, now sparking might might be a little bit more formal than courting.
Now say all of a sudden she doesn't like him. What would you say? And she did. She what?
She
won't go out with him anymore. She.
Well, you mean like she hand him a lemon or
yeah,
something like that?
Uh-huh. Very good. Did you ever say turned him down?
Yeah.
Jilted him?
I've heard jilted.
Mm-hmm. What do you call this noisy serenade that the people used to?
Chivalry.
Uh huh. Would you describe that?
Well, when a couple gets married, they get a lot of tin cans and horns and bells and go to the house and serenade them till they come out and treat.
Mm-hmm. I've heard sometimes they throw these people in water.
Well, they do sometimes.
Do they do that much anymore?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Very seldom.
When was the last chivalry you heard about?
Oh, about a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
But they're in cars now, and they'll paint the car up and tie ribbons on it, something like that.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the man that stands up next to the person getting married?
Best man.
Mm-hmm. And the women that stand up besides the bride, beside the bride, not the maid of honor, matron of honor, but the other
bridesmaid.
Mm-hmm. After they say I do, you describe them as being what?
Man and wife.
Uh-huh. And what else? They are
united.
Mm-hmm. And another
in
common word.
In matrimony.
Uh-huh. And another common word. They're
married.
Yeah, good. What do you call a whole bunch of people? Say that somebody you don't like and say they're at a public gathering and you wanted to go but they're so noisy you won't go. How would you describe all those people?
They're too boisterous.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call that, all those people? Call it a what?
Too wild, a crowd.
You ever say a gang or...